Shofts in Perek Tzayin Pasuk Chaf Tes. Shimshon is now resting on two pillars that are holding up thousands upon thousands of plishtim in the Temple of Dagon as they celebrate his downfall. And Shimshon has davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the strength to take vengeance. Vayil post Shimshon eshnei amudei ha-tavech. And so, at this moment, Shimshon pushed upon or grabbed Vayilfos, Lefes, grabbed the two central pillars, Asher Habayis Nachon Alehem, so Tavech of the center, that the entire house, Nachon Alehem, was resting upon them, supported by them, based upon them, Nachon. It stood erect because of these two pillars. Vayisamech Alehem, and he leaned upon them. But that kind of smicha that we do with the carbon, where you lean upon something with all of your strength, so your whole body rests upon it. Echad b'yimino ve'echad b'smolo. One pillar in his right hand, and one pillar in his left hand. Vayomer Shimshon, pasuk lamed, and Shimshon said, Tamos nafshi im pelishtim. Let my soul die, let may I die, together with the plishtim. Vayet b'koach, and he leaned over very hard. Vayet, you tilt to one side, but he leaned very hard. Vayipol habayis al hasaronim v'al kol ha'om asher bo. And the entire house collapsed upon the lords and all of the plishti people who were within it. But it says all of the people, including Shimshon, vayu amesim asher hemis b'moso. And it was that the number of people that he killed when he died was rabim me asher hemis b'chayov. More than when he had killed people during his life. And we know that he killed at least 1,000 people here and 30 people there. And so Shimshon is ready to die. And he killed more people by dying with them than anyone else. It was the merit of his tshuva, says the Abarbanel, that gave Shimshon the strength to do all of this. Even despite the fact that Shimshon had been laid as low as any human being ever could. But nevertheless, he never gave in to despair. In his heart of hearts, even as he was turning those millstones, he had hope within that he could still accomplish his great mission of bringing down the plishtim, and that he could bear the burden of tests that were assigned to him. Tests that were more difficult than many, many other people. The Mesilas Yesharim, Rabbi Ginyan brings down that a person's role, his task in this world, is to be omed b'nisayon, to stand up under tests. But not just stand up, to remain standing, which is what Shimshon is doing here. And so he wants to die al kiddush Hashem. It's going to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to avenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod from the plishtim who gave no kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's going to be punished in this world for any sins he may have committed. But in the next world, he will not. There is a very small minority opinion about what happened to his Olam Haba. Because when he said, most nafshi beplishtim, one opinion in the Zohar says that that means perhaps that his soul died in both worlds. He even sacrificed his Olam Haba. But nevertheless, most say, it's generally accepted, that Shimshon's Olam Haba was amazing for what he had done. He also was hoping, according to one pshat, that what would die with the plishtim would be any tumah, any impurity that he still had would be exterminated along with all of these plishtim who were going to die. And one is not allowed to commit suicide, but to die al kiddush Hashem is a truly great thing. And the Nach seems to certainly say so. Lamed Aleph, vayerdu echad b'chol beis avihu. And so his brothers and the entire family of his father's household descended by Yisu Oso, Vayalu Vayikuru Oso, Ben Sora Uvenershta Ol, Bekever Manoach Aviv. And so they went down to Gaza and they took up his body and they carried him and went up and buried him between Tsara and Eshta Ol in the grave in the tomb of Manoach, his father. Now one has to give some credit to the Plishtim here. They didn't mutilate or destroy the body after he died. They hated him during his lifetime, but after his death, they seemed to respect him, so much so that they didn't stand in the way of his family from coming and retrieving his body and then giving him a decent burial. But what many people say, of course, is that they were afraid, they were scared to death of Shimshon, and who knows, of Shimshon's family. The fact that his body could be found at all when there were so many thousands of people on top of him, and that his body was at the epicenter of the collapse of the building, one would figure it would be unfindable. Some say the walls fell outward with the plishtim on them, and the only part that killed Shimshon was the section of the roof that was directly above him. So he's standing in the center between the two pillars, and only that section of roof collapsed on him. Everything else collapsed outwards away from his body. So his body was in a unique place. So who are these brothers of his who came to bury him? So some say close relatives. Some say that his mother was blessed with more children after Shimshon was born, because although she was childless before his birth, after his birth, more children came. And we learned that about Shmuel Hanavi as well. After Shmuel Hanavi was born and his mother, Chana, finally could have a child, she eventually had more children afterwards, and that's in the Nach itself. So the importance of giving somebody a proper kvura is tremendous. And the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that had rested on him was tremendous. And then the Nach finishes the parak by saying, V'hu shafat es Yisrael esrim shana. And he judged Klal Yisrael for 20 years. Shimshon, the only shofet who died at the hands of the enemy. And according to many Mefarshim, when Yaakov Avinu says, L'shua scha ki visi Hashem, for your Yeshua, for your salvation, I hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was hoping for Shimshon. He was hoping, according to some, that he hoped that Shimshon would be the Mashiach. He was the last of the Shoftim. He had unbelievable strength. Maybe this would be the final salvation of the Jewish people. So why do we hear a repetition of the fact that he judged Klal Yisrael for 20 years? So one explanation is that the sequence of his life was that after the miracle of Lehi, he served Klal Yisrael for 20 years of peace, and the Plishtim were terrified of him, and only after that did he go to Gaza and then to Delila, and then his life came to an end. But others say, after his death, there were 20 years of peace after Shimshon died. V'hu shafat es Yisrael esrim shana may refer to the idea that the Plishtim were so terrified of what had just happened that they were scared of the Jews in general. And so they abandoned any hopes of attacking Klal Yisrael, and there were 20 years of peace, the Malbim says, la'achar moso, k'mosha hayu yireim imenu esrim shana b'chayev, just as they had been scared for 20 years of his life previously. So Shimshon's story is over, and no more Shoftim are discussed in Sefer Shoftim. Instead, two incidents, which encapsulate a lot of what was going to happen to Klal Yisrael at that time, are brought up.